Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Jim Bennett, speaking about Lionel model trains. This is part two of a two-part interview. To hear the first part of our conversation, visit kciiradio.com, and to see photos of the train, visit KCII's Facebook page. And in addition to the trains, you have some buildings set up. Can you kind of explain those for our listeners?
This was just stuff that went along with, you know, like the old station and the old depot. And, of course, in the steam era, we had the water tower to get their water. And then we had a place where they got coal. You know, that was always fun to hear them, you know, loading up with coal and then hear them chug away. They're quiet now. They don't make that much noise.
Did you grow up near trains? Not just the model trains, but the big things?
Yeah, it was. I grew up in a small town in Illinois, and it was just a block away from the railroad station. And that was back in the days when you could go over to the station, and if you knew the right people, the engineer would give you a ride in his train. You know, now they wouldn't even let you near one. But anyway, that was fun.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it's like to unpack your trains for the Christmas season?
The main thing is, when I pack them this year, try and pack them good so I can find them next year. But however, last year, that didn't necessarily happen. And I'm still looking for some stuff from last year. But it'll show up.
And what does it feel like to get all of that stuff out of the boxes?
Christmas. It feels like Christmas, you know, because you through the summer I would have bought something and not remembered it, you know, and then at Christmas time, I forgot I even had that. So
it's exciting. Yeah. And if people want to stop by and see this, is it open to the public?
Yes, it is. I'm open. Well, just about any time, if someone will call me. But otherwise, I'm open. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. From, 10 in the morning until about noon, and then in the afternoon, 1 to about 3:30, 4 o'clock, something like that. Or, like I say, just give me a phone call, and I'll be happy to stop. My number is cell phone 461-2272, and I'll be happy to stop.
And you said that the daycare and the preschool stopped by. Do you hope that having this set up will kind of inspire some of those kids to get trains of their own?
Yes, it does, yeah. But the computer is the big thing now, you know. Used to be every kid would have a train. Well, now every kid's got a computer. And I don't even know how to run a computer. And not the least bit interested in learning how. So I'll have to stay with my old trains.
And if people stop by, they take advantage of these times when it's open to the public, what do you hope they learn, or what do you hope they feel just looking at it?
Well, it's just so much fun to hear someone say, I had one like that, or, you know, I think I've got one home in a box like that. And since I've moved here, which was 4 years ago, I've picked up probably 5 sets. You know, just from people that have moved here and had trains in their attic.
And is there anything else that you'd like to share ahead of Christmas?
No, just everyone welcome to stop out, and it's right at the front entrance. Be happy to show it. In fact, proud to show it.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Jim Bennett at the United Presbyterian Home in Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.